This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Winnebago County Sheriff's officials say the body of a man was found in Lake Winnebago at around 11:30 Saturday morning near the Mill Street boat launch. Officials were called in about suspicious items and possible clothing seen floating in the water just southeast of the mouth of the Fox River. Sheriff's officials recovered the body of an adult male. The identity of the deceased man is known, but they are not releasing it at this time due to pending notification of next of kin. It's the time of year when the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds residents to be on the lookout for deer. According to a press release, drivers are at a greater risk of crashing into a deer in October and November as hunting seasons get underway and the hours of daylight decrease. There were over 17,000 crashes involving deer last year in Wisconsin, and about a third of which occurred in October and November. Three area counties make up the top 10 for deer crashes in 2024. There were 683 crashes in Fond du Lac County, 666 crashes in Outagamie, and 532 deer-related crashes in Winnebago County in 2024. 54-year-old John Breeden of Seymour was sentenced to 15 years in prison, 10 years of supervision when released, and a lifetime on the sex offender registry on Wednesday, October 22nd, in Outagamie County Circuit Court. Breeden was initially charged with 36 counts of possession of child pornography and capturing intimate representations of a child in February of 2024. This August, he accepted a plea deal and pleaded guilty to one count of possession of child pornography. While overall enrollment at the Universities of Wisconsin went up for the third straight year, UW-Oshkosh sees a decrease of 773 students. Official fall 2025 enrollment figures released last week say 190 more students are attending UW schools this year than in fall of 2024. UWO Chancellor Manohar Singh said universities are seeing a decline in enrollment due to declining birth rates and fewer students graduating from high schools. But Singh said not all of the news is bad at UWO. The number of new graduate students is 17% higher than last year. Transfers are up 4%, and the UWO campus has increased the enrollment of incoming freshmen by 2%.
So when I say that we are focusing on recruiting larger incoming classes into graduate and into undergraduate and from transfers, the results are very clearly showing an upward trend and a strong one.
Singh said UWO will expand its marketing efforts for new students beyond Northeast Wisconsin. It will recruit nationally, internationally, and will expand some efforts online.
My role as a chancellor is to highlight the role of education in building this nation, building the communities, providing employment, jobs, providing talent to our local businesses. Every dollar spent in a university is 4 to 7 times multiplied in generating economic impact.
This year, 9 of the 13 UW universities experienced enrollment growth. See the numbers in our story at WISS.fm. Did you get your flu shot yet? Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say there's been a significant drop in the number of residents who have received their flu shot this year. According to DHS data, only about 309,000 Wisconsinites have gotten their flu shot so far in the month of October. Last October, that number was nearly 860,000. DHS officials are encouraging residents to get their flu shot as soon as possible as winter weather begins to move into the state and respiratory viruses start to become more common again. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging Wisconsinites to protect themselves against mosquito bites. Isabella Nieto has that story.
The advice comes after the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection reported a horse in Marathon County tested positive for Eastern Equine Encephalitis Virus, or EEE. This means there are mosquitoes still present in Wisconsin that can spread the virus and possibly other illnesses to people and animals. EEE is fatal in most horses, showing signs of illness. The virus can be transmitted to people and animals through an infected mosquito bite. Horses can be vaccinated for EEE and West Nile virus, and officials recommend reducing exposure to mosquitoes by keeping horses in the barn from dusk to dawn when mosquitoes are most active. DHS urges people, especially those who spend time working or playing outdoors, to continue to take steps throughout the fall season to reduce their exposure to mosquitoes. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Packers shut down the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers beat the Steelers 35-25. Green Bay fell behind 16-7 at the half. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, when we came in the locker room at halftime, you know, the message was that we just weren't finishing. We weren't executing our plays and we weren't locked in on doing the everybody's 111. So, you know, there's plays being made and I think we just weren't executing those and we weren't able to stay on the field. So, you know, I think the first half went by really fast for us as an offense. We had one scoring drive. And so I think the message was just do your job, lock in, and execute.
At one point, Love had completed 20 consecutive passes. Aaron Rodgers on why the Steelers' offense stalled in the second half.
Yeah, we had too many penalties, too many negative yardage plays, and then I wasn't accurate enough on third down, and we weren't creating enough space. But we'll look at the film, and you know, we'll get better, and we got a good team coming in next week.
NBA, the Bucks with a loss on the road to the Cavaliers, 118-113, despite Giannis with 40 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.